All right, Shane McElrath, watching you in qualifying, I thought you looked really good. I thought you looked a little, like, spicier or a little more I don't know if that was like an effort to go put in hot laps earlier than usual.
Yeah, today we're definitely in a much different spot with the bike. Today overall was like my best day. Going out last weekend, I did the same in the first practice and tried doing it the other practices, but my bike still wasn't there, and so it wasn't just like I could put in laps. Today was much better, like kind of back to my normal system, like put in laps, like just kind of lay the foundation.
Did you change something on your bike?
Yeah, we've been changing quite a bit. We've been trying kind of same as Honda, like this, the new chassis and factory connection, like we're trying to get everything working together. We're still off, but we know where we're at now and kind of what exactly we need to do, and it's just taking some time. And the last 2 weeks I've ridden one day during the week with weather and my motor timed out and then shipping delays. So today was really like, I think, building on A1. A1 was a good start and then took a couple steps back. Really had to kind of get things in order and organized and like, okay, we gotta restart. And so today was a lot better. I'm definitely tired after riding that pace. Like, I haven't had that intensity all year. Or maybe ever on the 450. That's where it's like I'm really like starting to gel with the 450. So it's coming around.
One of the things I hear from the Honda guys over there, new bike kind of sits up high, doesn't get traction in the rear end, breaks loose, that kind of stuff. Is that what you're feeling?
Yes. And the thing is, like, the bike is kind of opposite of the old model. And same with like the latest Yamaha model. It's like the weight transfer is opposite now. And the thing is, it's like the forks can be way softer than you think. And the way that the balance is now on the bike, you're like, oh man, the bike feels balanced, but it's actually the front can be really strong. And that's what I'm trying to get more weight onto the front. My shock is actually pretty stiff. We've went pretty stiff with it, but it's still pretty overpowered. And we've thrown a lot at my front end, and we still need to do some more. That's still really strong. So, for the amount of time that we've actually put into it, like we haven't had a lot of time, but we're finally starting to make consistent changes to where every time we change something, it's like, okay, yes. So, yeah.
Track looked fun to me. I don't know. I mean, I talking to somebody else told me it's kind of had chuck holes in it, which didn't make it fun, but I thought the jump sections and the layout was fun.
Yeah, no, honestly, and the thing is, like, there were mulch pockets out there.
Okay, that's what rice holes.
Yes, dude, and it was like hard, like soft spot with like a wall on the backside of it. And the track layout was honestly pretty fun. I think it raced pretty good. Like, we had some pretty good options that were pretty competitive, and it was like you could really every single lane you could do something different than somebody else. So I thought it was good. It was maybe not normal, like, just long rhythms that Glendale normally has, but I think having the start kind of cut across, I think that kind of helped it out, because most of the track was like a normal track, and you just had the back and forth, but with it being so long, the lap times were longer.
No, it looked like a fun track to me to ride, like some big stuff, some fun stuff, like you said, different combos, right? Different things you can do. So now we're heading east, things change, dirt changes, right? I mean, obviously you're based out of there, so gonna be easier travel and better dirt.
I'm looking forward to the easier travel. Next weekend we don't have to travel. That'll be really nice. And I think we really can start putting the time in now. Like I said, I've really kind of took a step back the last 2 weeks, and that's something we're coming into this weekend. I was like actually chomping at the bit. So really excited about just where we're at, and as a team, the communication, the changes, like we're really going to start picking up some momentum. So
thanks, Shane.
Yes, sir. Thank you.